It's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. The episode we're going to talk about is your favorite drink of all time. And what was better to you, in your opinion, the 80s or the 90s? Who was better in the hit group, Casey and JoJo? And what was your first mobile phone? Hit me up on all my social media networks in the description. Let's jump right into it. What's your favorite drink all time? My favorite drink all time. Over the years, I've enjoyed ginger ale. I don't know why. I just enjoy it. It's just refreshing. It's kind of like champagne without having champagne. And if you add it to something, it's even better. Like, you know how they used to make that punch with the ginger ale and the sherbet and fruit or whatever else they put in there. Loved it as a kid. Boy, I used to drink that heavily. My grandma used to make it at home. I remember that far back. That's so crazy. Or when you go to a little function, they got them little pimento cheese corners. Sandwiches, you feel me? With the ham and cheese sandwiches, the little chips. Then they got the old Oreos before they was Oreos, you know what I'm saying? But it'd be like chocolate on top and the vanilla on the bottom, you feel me? They had them cookies and they had like the peanut butter cookies over here off to the side. But yeah. Ginger ale just is a timeless classic. I done had good times with ginger ale, and I had bad times with ginger ale. Good time with ginger ale. Went in Publix, they had one that had a raspberry flavor, and I think, boy, it's delicious. I don't know what the brand is, but that ginger ale goodies. It's a little slice of heaven, boy. Big bottle, too. Bad experience I done had with ginger ale. I know they say what goes down in Vegas supposed to stay in Vegas. But all my drinks I was mixing in Vegas was with ginger ale. And I wasn't getting nowhere near drunk. Like I'm talking about, not even close to being drunk. Then I started thinking, you know, maybe it's so hot out here I can't get drunk. And it was just like, man, or maybe it's just a ginger ale. So I'm going to try it another time when I get back to North Carolina. We go to a partner, to my partner's house. I want to say we got two bottles of Grey Goose, but it could have been three. We start drinking around 9, 10, or before that, and then we go out to the club and come back, and we drinking some more. We drink until it's gone. Then when it's gone, it's time to go to work. I'm like, oh. So then, we drunk. The drunk don't hit us until we standing there in roll call. I'm talking about riding in the car, driving the car. Didn't feel nothing. Got dressed at work, put on my stuff, stood up in the front. Oh, boy. Hit me like a ton of bricks. Felt like I had just drunk the Grey Goose flat out the bottle. I'm talking about half of it right away. So that was my bad experience with ginger ale. Like, it seemed like it was blocking me from getting drunk, and then all at once, just surprise, you know. But ginger ale, all-time favorite drink. Drink it any time of the day. And it ain't, you know, black folks believe it's a remedy for when you're sick, you know, but it soothes your stomach. Is good for your digestive system. But yeah, all time favorite drink gotta be ginger ale. What's your favorite drink? What was your favorite time frame out of the 80s and the 90s? Me, it gotta be the 90s, man. They had swagger. And they had all these cool, like, it seemed like propaganda went up And that's why I want to, that's why I really want to get into it. Like, Michael Jordan wasn't a GOAT because he was just that great of a player. It's just the propaganda in the industry and the entertainment went up. Back then, back in the day, yeah, basketball players played great. They played good. But they didn't have as much commercial stuff going on around them like Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan became a household name. Even mothers that had never, ever watched a basketball game knew Michael Jordan. Even great-grandmothers that never even seen or heard of basketball. Oh, that Michael Jordan, though. He's a good one. Like, well, you never even heard of him. But anyways, we're getting off subject. For me, the 90s, it just seemed like it was more flash and flare. Like, don't get me wrong, the 80s, it seemed like, you know, they had their little own little swagger. But it seemed like the 90s was more bold and more, like, you know, flashy and free. They did whatever they wanted to do. Seemed like the rock and roll was pretty dope back then. You know, you can listen to whatever you want to listen to. And it seemed like, I don't know, it was, you know, tie-dye was cool. So that let you know that everything was everything. You could wear whatever you want to do. You could do whatever you want to do. It was just free. You know what I'm saying? As far as with the 80s, it seemed like it more, you know, they was free, but it was more like, it seemed like they had a set standard. Like, the 90s set us up. I think the 90s set us up for where we at now and why everybody's so free and open-minded and independent. And there's so many different genres and different types of music and cultures and sound. I think the culture, like the real culture of, a lot of real cultures was brought out in the 90s. Like, facts, like, because it's like, think about it. Some of the stuff we go back and wear, it's 90s, man. The Jordans is 90s. All these windbreakers, 90s. Them dad hats, 90s. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bringing back the overalls, 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, the 90s was the popping era. We had so much good music then, too. It was weird. It's just crazy. It's kind of like, you know, even with the old, like, now the older people was still doing they look young vibe type, but not too young. Like, Aretha Franklin in the 90s? Come on, man. Stop it. Patti LaBelle in the 90s? Come on, man. Stop it. Prince in the 90s? Rick James in the 90s? I'm just, you know, hey. Had to throw up out there, bruh. KC and JoJo in the 90s. Don't get me wrong, the 80s was dope. But I think the 90s was where it was at. And you remember that commercial where a kid can be a kid, man. They got rid of y'all. Toys R Us was in the 90s. Chuck E. Cheese was bigger in the 90s. He had lost all that weight in the 90s. Nobody knew Buddy the purple thing from McDonald's was specially impaired. Nobody knew that. No, he was specially disabled. We just knew that he was purple in the 90s. It wasn't all this serial killing like it is now in the 90s. I choose the 90s over the 80s. From the famous R&B group, KC and JoJo, based off of how they lined them up, man, who y'all think? Who y'all think sang the best? Who the best singer out of them two? See, I already know what you're thinking. You think I'm finna say KC? No, it's JoJo. JoJo go the hardest out of all of them, bro. You don't believe me? Go listen to Stay. He snapped on that. And that's my only body of work I'm even going at them with. Life. He snapped on life. Even he, like, even if you were background. And then All My Life, come on. snapped, boy. JoJo held the group together. He did some of those, like them songs off of Jodeci, he was going in too. Well, I could rock with JoJo. KC, sometimes he go over the top. You know what I mean? You get sucked in by that mama, mama, you know, all that right there. Where he crying and harmonizing and all that. But really just listen to JoJo. JoJo snapping, man. JoJo be cutting up whole time. He should have been the one going solo. Like right now, if JoJo was to drop a tape, I'm listening to that. But don't get me wrong, I listen to KC too, though. But JoJo was that guy, man. You don't believe me? Look it up, KC and JoJo. Go look up the Jodeci 2. Check them out. And listen to them together. And let me know. I'm telling you, JoJo. Hands down, killing KC. Snapping all the way off. There ain't nothing you can tell me KC was better than JoJo. No, it ain't nothing that can show. JoJo was way better than KC. And I'm done talking about it. I'm just going to get off here now. Your first mobile phone. My first mobile phone, it was like this free phone they gave away at Sprint. Wasn't quite like that brick Nokia, but it was close. I want to say it was a Nokia, but no, it was like a, you know how they try to get real futuristic with the house phone, and it had that curvy feel to it, like it was curved up and stuff, and it was real kind of like, not real small, but it looked like a direct TV remote control. One of the white ones. Or whatever. So, and it had the antenna come out the top of it. You could change the vibration to heartbeat on it when somebody called or something. And it had another little different vibration. It light up blue. Record your ringtones on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But you had Snake on there. And if you texting, boy, you gotta hit all them buttons accordingly, you know? You hit them as many times as you can. I can't even remember how that go. I don't have to do that in so long. Like, I would have to see it in my hand for to know exactly what button to press. To start a love word. Shut out my first phone, man. Ain't gonna do nothing but text on that phone. And run out of minutes. That's all I just do, text and run out of minutes. And then that was around the time at 7 o'clock. That's when I get my free minutes. You call me before 7 o'clock, boy, it's gonna rain. Ring a ring. That was the reason why we recorded Ringtone. Because we finna just listen to this song when you just jamming like, that's that song right there, boy. Call you back at 7:01. Boy, why you call me at 6:59? You know I ain't finna answer the phone. Like, boy, your clock wrong at your house, man. Look, give it some time. I don't want them to swipe none of my minutes on some humbug. Then they switched it up to 9 o'clock. No, when we went to 8, then it went to 9. I was like, dang. These folks must don't want these kids to have no free minutes. You know I can't be out there late waiting on no free minutes to make no phone call. But yeah. Cell phone went through all types of stuff. I think I dropped it out the window one time. Dropped it in the water. I don't know what to do. I ain't know nothing about no rice. But it was such a gadget phone, big phone, man. It ain't even do nothing to that. Still use that. That was one of my favorite phone right there, boy. Do all type of stuff on that phone. Call. reason for different folks. Let me know exactly who this is. Call and text me. Love that phone. Little bitty phone. Well, it was little bitty for that time. What was your first cell phone? Check out my social media networks in the description. I thank y'all for listening. And on the next episode, we're going to talk about who do you prefer, Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder? See that S in there, Stevie Wonder. What is the scar? What's the scar on your body that tells the best story? It's funny. I got another funny story, which is ironic to today. And when you're at a family function, do you go straight to the desserts or do you fix a second plate? All right, thank you guys and God bless.